want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Joining Annie and I is Aaron Ryan. And we're talking about some of the difficulties that people like ranchers in the Northwest, and in particular Shasta County in Northern California, are having with regard to their property and water rights. And Aaron, before we cover the removal of dams, you had mentioned earlier that the water masters were doing other things than fairly distributing the water among the people who needed it. You said they were looking for other things, and I wanted to ask you, what kinds of things are they looking for?
Well, not so much looking for, but tasked to do, really. The water masters have become part of their job, it appears, has become kind of record keeping, I guess, if you will, for some of the other state agencies. So rather than just keeping track of, you know, who gets how much water, and they don't go turn it on and off. I mean, they go check and make sure people aren't, you know, cheating on their water diversions. You know, I think they spot check. And they also, you know, take calls. If somebody feels like there's some kind of a problem on their irrigation, they, you know, they'll come out and look at it with them. But they've got all sorts of monitoring now. A lot of this is done electronically, and that's proving to be incredibly expensive as well. Some of these monitoring devices, keeping track of how much water is actually coming through these diversions, they're monitoring every 15 seconds. Like, wow, really?
Yeah, explain the significance of that to those of us who have a layman's knowledge of water rights and how water works.
Sure.
Why is the 15 seconds significant?
Yeah, a lot of us are familiar with pumping. You know, we're familiar with, you know, somebody has a well, so the water comes out of the ground, goes out of a pipe. And if you put a meter on that, you can keep track of how much water comes out. Most of the, well, a lot of the irrigation, I won't say most, a lot of the irrigation up in Siskiyou County, at the end of I-5, when where Highway 5 rolls into Oregon, so the center of California, Steinbeck's Valley, if you go up into the mountains and you head toward Oregon, you hit this county. A lot of those people irrigate through public waterways, you know, just the river comes down and the river breaks off and there's a creek that comes through and they have a water right off of that creek. So a certain number of months out of the year, they have a certain number of cubic feet per second that they can take to water their land or irrigate their crop or whatever they're doing or water their cattle. So it isn't water out of a pipe like sometimes we think of, you know, when we live in, even when we live in, you know, a lot of rural areas, it's pumped water. This is water that's out on the surface. And that creates other interesting things too, because up at this end of the world, it's a unique structure. The water comes from volcanic roots, if you will. So most rivers, they start out really cold because they come usually from glacier feed, and then they get warmer as they go to the ocean. This one is considered, the Klamath River is called the Upside Down River because it starts out warm and then gets cooler as it heads to the ocean. Part of that cooling is assisted by the dams that it goes through because the dams hold deep reservoirs of water behind them. And that water cools dramatically because it's deep. It captures a lot of the sediment because it's warm up at that end. There's a ton of algae. Gosh, you know, behind one of those dams, I mean, if you fell in that water, you'd come out and look like a sea monster. Blue-green algae that they use in health food stores and stuff, a lot of it comes from the far northern end of this river. So usually the water starts really clear, really cold, and then it hits the ocean in a completely different form. This is actually exactly backwards.
Okay. We come back from the break. We're going to start connecting some of these dots and tie it into Agenda 21. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Aaron on the other side.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better.
better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
News flash just in. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has died at the age of 69, announced state-run television. His death was announced in an emotional statement just a few moments ago. And his death will no doubt set off ripples across North Korea. Well, maybe now the two Koreas can talk, or maybe they'll be fighting. Anyway, our guest is Aaron Ryan, and we're talking about water rights in the Northwest. And if you just joined us in the first half hour, we talked about how people like ranchers are besieged with an ever-growing bureaucracy, which is setting new water rules, and that these Northern California residents can't pay their greatly increased property taxes, which go to support this monstrosity, they could lose their property. Anyway, we're going to move into a slightly different area now, but it is related, and that's the removal of dams in the same area. And, Aaron, why is this important? Why should we care if dams get removed? What's the importance? And then tell us, more importantly, what's the reason behind it?
This isn't the only dam structure that's being taken out. If people are interested what this might look like in real life, and just in case, like, for instance, you live by a, say, 125-foot dam, been there a long time, creates hydropower, you know, and people say, oh, the environmentalists are going to want to take out that dam, and people go, that'll never happen. Look up Condit, C-O-N-D-I-T, dam in Washington State, that they just took out, I don't know, a month ago. They blew a 125-foot dam and put, I don't even know how many zillions of tons of sediment down the river. It looks like the moon. there is a movement to take out all of our dams. It's all part of the rewilding. We want to rewild all of our rivers so the fish, even though the fish maybe never went up there, like in the case of the Klamath, coho salmon don't, they spawn about 25 miles from the coast. They don't spawn in warm water. Well, if they get rid of these dams, all this algae and all of the heat from the river will all return the way it used to be, and there will be no coho salmon. But they want to take out the dams so that the coho salmon have better spawning grounds. Makes no sense.
Let me interrupt you for a second, then we'll return to this point.
Yeah, sure.
But you triggered something in here. Annie, I don't know if you just raised your eyebrows or not with the algae comments, but algae proliferates in dead zones. And what we have discovered from my research on the Gulf is that the Corexit that's being carpet bombed across the Gulf has created massive dead zones. And the only thing that's proliferating there now is the algae. It's growing. In fact, a lot of the alternative fuel boys, the Al Gores, the Warren Buffetts, and the George Soros, have set up algae farms in the Gulf Coast area, which is the impetus for the new biofuel. And this is going to be all the rage, where it's going to be put into your car side by side with petroleum. They're not going to totally get away from oil. Have you guys considered that this is maybe why they're getting rid of the dams, so algae will proliferate, they can turn us into algae farms for bio?
Interestingly enough, the algae has always been there because there is a very, very high phosphorus content, and anybody who's ever put fertilizer on their tomatoes or anything else, you know, any other plants, knows that phosphorus is something you usually want to add to plant materials. The problem is all that phosphorus in the water creates huge algae and sucks out all the oxygen.
Exactly.
So it creates for a fairly bad fish habitat. Interestingly enough, when the farmers and ranchers irrigate, that phosphorus is used up on the land and the water is returned to the river without phosphorus, so it has more oxygen. So their process of irrigation actually cleans the river, but none of that becomes part of the official record. Somehow gets skipped by the scientists or the agencies.
But I think it's a point we can't skip over here, because
the
direction that this is moving is incompatible with ranching the way it's being done, and the farming the way it's being done.
It's incompatible with common sense, because if you look at California, which I know is painful, I don't come from here, so I can make fun of it too. But in California, we have hydro dams in the north. They don't have any in Southern California. You realize they passed a law, Assembly Bill 32, the California cap and trade. Part of that is that we have to have 30% renewable energy by, I don't know, 2014 or whatever it is. With our hydro dams that we have currently in place, we meet the 30% renewable power threshold right now. We already have met that. But they don't count hydropower in that factor. That's not part of green power in California. It's not even factored in, because Southern California Edison doesn't have any hydro dams, and PG&E does. So Pacific Gas and Electric has made a deal with them. Okay, we won't count ours since you don't have any.
That is stunning. And
yes,
I know
that's
that
exactly the word I would use.
Yeah, I know that Annie, that point hasn't slipped by to you. There's algae takes out the CO2. You're absolutely right. It's incompatible with farming, and now it makes sense why they want to take the dams out.
Sure.
They're probably selling this though on the guise of being environmentally friendly with the fish. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, it'll increase the fish runs. Of course, it won't, because some of the fish will have to jump up like 30 feet, you know, in order to travel up the river. So they couldn't have gotten up there anyway. But moreover than that, the taking out of the dams is all carried under some agreements with, I know, our favorite players, the stakeholders and the tribes. So between the stakeholders, the environmental groups, the tribes, all this bunch coming together, it's like $2 billion that they're all going to carve up for the restoration of the Klamath Basin. Is that going to be profitable? And so once they take out the dams, also when they do that, because we have history, I mean, there are 1962 wasn't that long ago. A lot of people up there were still alive. They know how much flooding there was. They know what happened before they put these dams in. One of the dams, Iron Gate, the newest one, if they take that out, that's going to also destroy the fish hatchery that's there that puts 6 million fish into the system every year. So that's going to help the fishery, too, to take out the 6 million fish from the hatchery. No, that won't help it either, but I don't understand. You just go in a circle.
No, listen, it makes perfect sense. Cap and trade deindustrializes a region, and this particular version and application of cap and trade is going to effectively neuter farmers and ranchers and keep them from making a living.
They're going to be
flooded out. They're going to have more floods. This is remarkable. Let me throw out the magic word here. Agenda 21. Does that phrase mean anything to you?
Sure. I mean, you know, it's funny. It doesn't matter how really disconnected from, say, mainstream politics or even activist politics you are up there. People all know Agenda 21. They've all got the wildlands map. They all know they're sitting in a red zone. Do you realize the wolves have you been seeing, what is he, OS7? OS? Dang, it's a wolf, and he's got a number anyway, and he's come down into the southern part of Oregon, and they're looking at reintroducing the wolf up there. Well, that's going to help the ranchers a whole lot.
Yeah, they've been battle spot over that. There is no question, but I will tell you this. Agenda 21, I'm glad it's known to the people up there because they know who the enemy is. But down here Phoenix, what's interesting, Andy and I covered this on our news, where John McCain, Senator John McCain, co-author of the NDAA, I should say, he went to a town hall meeting in Gilbert, Arizona, which is a suburb of Phoenix, and he got questioned strongly on Agenda 21, and he claimed he did not know what Agenda 21 was. A presidential candidate, sitting senator, senior member, does not know. I mean, yeah. But
well,
you know what? I'll tell you what.
A lot of people
here in Phoenix do not know what Agenda 21 is. You know, Aaron, we got someone who's calling in on this issue who says he knows something about the algae. So let's go ahead and go to Warner in Canada. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Aaron Ryan. Warner, you said you know something about algae?
What I understand, that is a freshwater algae. And what I understand, there is a difference between the freshwater algae and the saltwater algae. Generally, the freshwater algae, I see it here on the farm, wherever you've got a spring coming up, that's where you get the freshwater algae going. That means it is clean, clear water.
So you think this helps the quality of the water?
Pardon?
Are you saying that the water on these streams, the algae on these streams is actually helping the quality of the water content?
In those water reservoirs, you know, as a power dam?
Yes.
The algae, they're picking up, you know, nutrients and so. But an increased algae occurrence is done too because of an increased load of nitrogen in our ecosystem. Atmospheric nitrogen.
Okay, so what's the ultimate impact going to be, in your opinion, if they remove these dams?
It is always good for a river when it goes through a lake, or in this case, when it has been going through a hydro lake. You know, because that's where pollutants can settle out, and it has more biological activity in there, and it basically detoxifies the water.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me turn this back over to Aaron. Aaron, so if they remove these dams, if the powers that be are successful in removing your dams, let's go back to that. When we come back, and I'm going to hold you over so you can hear the answer. And we'll ask Aaron the question about what the ultimate effect of removing the dams would be when we come back after a word from our sponsors.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Welcome back. Our special guest this evening is Aaron Ryan, and we're talking about the internal destruction of rancher and farmland in Northern California, courtesy of California state government operating some on EPA edicts. And Aaron, as we went into the break, you heard Warren's analysis of freshwater algae. Let me turn it into a little broader issue, too. I'm sure that's a concern for your area, but what's the overall concern regarding the removal of these dams? We're looking at increased flooding, and what else?
Well, you're looking at, obviously, if you live in an area that is controlled by a dam, and I mean controlled in that now you know how much water is going to be coming down the river, and the river actually is inside the banks of the river, you take those dams out, you don't know where that river's going. I mean, you're going to go back to the turn of the century. These dams were put in like 1918, three of them, were the turn of the century because we wanted to grow crops, build homes, have towns, you know, stuff like that. All bets are off at that point. So these guys' land potentially becomes worthless. You've got a bunch of people who live behind Kopco Dam, and it's not a fancy place. I mean, it isn't some resort community. It's folks who live 40 miles from there are 40 minutes from Yreka, which is a bustling town of 7,200 people, you know. So these guys live out there a ways. If they get rid of that dam, they live on a swamp. So their property is worthless. I mean, this is just a lot of destruction. And the dams, the owners of the dams, Pacific Corp, and when people do a little digging, they'll see that it's Warren Buffett owns that company. And so then all it becomes
Warren
Buffett. Yeah. But you have to kind of look at it in a, you know, sometimes we get too close. Like gravel miners have had a historically difficult time up there in Siskiyou County. But a lot of that's just been corruption. You know, you can't just leap into the, it's Agenda 21. I mean, some of it's corruption. When you get to the dams of Warren Buffett, though, those dams, they would recertify. I mean, they're a business. They produce power. They make money.
And, Aaron, I have news for you. The same thing is going on up and down the Mississippi. And yours truly, Warren Buffett.
Everywhere.
Yeah, he's also involved in this as well. Warner, did you have a quick follow-up?
Basically, what they did there last year when they blew the levees along the Mississippi River in order to save their little town, and they flooded how many 100,000 acres of farmland and basically made it unusable anymore?
Yes.
Yeah. And exactly. I think it's high time that the people out in the rural areas that they start, organizing and taking a stand, because some idiots in the city that maybe got a PhD to their name, suddenly they think they can act like dictators, you know, and destroy people's livelihood.
Yeah, very well said.
Warner,
thanks so much for your call, Warner, and as always, a terrific call, and he's right, and PhD in this case stands for Piled Higher and Deeper. You know, Aaron, I said before the last break that cap and trade deindustrializes a region or a nation when it follows the edicts. And what we're looking at now is a different form of cap and trade that I think is basically going to force ranchers, farmers, and just general people out of their lands. I mean, for the flooding, let me give you one scenario. If you have increased flooding because you don't have dams in your area and you have these fish and game people going illegally onto people's properties looking for dead fish so they can find them thousands of dollars per occurrence, you're going to have floods carrying these fish onto these ranchers' and farmers' lands, and they're not going to be able to pay the bills.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, too, is, like, I've got another rancher that was having huge problems with fish and game. I think we got this one fixed. But she had to put sandbags in the creek because of an apparatus fish and game put in the creek to try to save any fish that went down her diversion. And so that apparatus was put in incorrectly, which caused her to make modifications in the stream bed to try to raise the water level. I mean, it's just like one thing after the next. Let me throw one last little piece of the puzzle at you, and you'll be like, get out of here. It can't be happening to them. Have you heard about the monuments? You familiar with monuments?
No, but I know you're going to tell us about it.
I always ask people now when I ask you about a monument, what do you think of? You think of a big man on a horse with a sword, don't you? No, this monument is 600,000 acres, and this would be dropping on Siskiyou County as the complement to the Siskiyou Crest National Monument that would be part of what they started in Oregon. We pushed it back once. This is a federal thing. This would be designated by Ken Salazar and signed in by the president, and usually in their last few days of office. There have been about 100 monuments designated since the turn of the century.
What's the size of this monument again?
600,000 acres. Wouldn't you be interested to know what mineral is tied up in that monument?
Gold,
chromium.
Oil, or what is it?
One of the largest deposits of chromium anywhere just happens to be underneath that 600,000 acres. The upper east county in the state of California, the one that's just east of this county, is Modoc County. I mean, I don't even know what the population is, but it's frightfully low.
We're going to talk more about this monument because I have a feeling I know where this is going. I just want the audience to be able to follow along. And we'll be back with your calls. Ken, you'll be up first after the bottom of the hour break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest is Aaron Ryan, and we're talking about what I think is the destruction of a large part of the backbone up there in Northern California, which endangers farmers and endangers ranchers and just people in general because they want to remove the dams. And Aaron, you mentioned earlier that this was all part of the Wilding Act. What's your understanding of that act?
The rewilding, most of us have seen the map, and if you haven't, you should. I think if you just go in and look at rewilding, you see it, but it's where large swaths of land, and particularly on the western, in the western states, have been turned back to, the wild. And then you have these yellow buffer zones, and then you have these little tiny green, kind of teal-green colored spaces where they're called normal use. That means people get to be there. And those exist in the Bay Area and L.A. for us. So the closest, and I'm 3 hours from the Bay Area, so these guys I'm talking about are another hour and a half north of me. So there's a lot of California beyond beyond the Bay Area. I mean, it goes for, 4 or 5 more hours north. Big state.
Oh yeah, I'm well familiar. I had a very good friend that lived up in Fortuna. Yeah, in the Fortuna.
Oh yeah, I like that area. I lived in Eureka for 10 years.
Exactly, and they're going through some of the same things that you're describing here. But to me, it's very clear. If we project this out and take a big picture approach, they don't want you where you are, and they're taking steps to over time get you out of where you are. You've got the FEMA floodplain rezoning. They're taking out dams, which is going to cause a multitude of problems. They're fining people for ridiculous things. Their property taxes now to support this bureaucratic monstrosity are going through the roof. And if you don't pay your property taxes, you lose your property. So to me, it's a pretty well orchestrated plot. But you had mentioned too this monument. I wanted to finish that thought before we went out to the phone lines.
Just to give people some perspective, Obama has 17.9 million acres. It was a leaked Department of the Interior memo. It's been a year and a half it's been out. And one of the other monuments in Northern California that would be part of that. So I always ask people, you know, what do you think of a monument? Big man on a horse with a sword? No, nope. How about 600,000 acres? And people go, what? And in Mohawk County, it's 3 million acres.
For what?
That's what's let's see. It all depends on who manages it. If it's BLM or Forest Service, and the way it's working up in Oregon, if it's BLM, they just start gating off. Because you got to remember, sometimes inside these monuments are always land that's owned by the government. So it's either Forest Service or BLM ground now. But what happens once it's a monument is it's almost like a snapshot is taken at a point in time. And you no longer get to pave your road. You no longer get to drill a well. You no longer get to build a house on the land you own, maybe. If it's inside the monument, your ground just became, yet again, worthless.
Amazing.
Never never good.
No, no, it's not good.
No, kidding. That was bad. I was being facetious.
I'm going to give you a delayed laugh there. Let's go out to the phone lines and welcome Ken from Fort Worth to the Common Sense Show. Hi, you're on with Aaron, Dave, and Annie.
Hey, are you familiar with ICLEI?
ICLEI, yes.
Oh, the ICLEI guys, we love them.
Yeah, you're familiar with it, right? You can hunt it on the internet and you can read it. They don't hide anything. Another thing is, it's International Code Corporation that drives around the streets over here, and they have no jurisdiction over you because you're not a corporation, and you have to tell them such.
I'm not sure I'm following you on that. Can you explain that?
They don't have any
more
jurisdiction over you. They think they do. You got to tell them you're not a corporation or a fiction or a straw man. You don't live in a product or a democracy or a metro or zone. Tell them in no uncertain terms. My wife gets letters, all in capital letters. They think she's a corporation. She writes, "This is not me," and return the sender.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. So you're saying your advice to the people up there in Northern California is to tell these people that are infringing on their property rights by just coming on it looking for violations that they have no business being there because they're private citizens?
Exactly. And you have to tell them exactly that. And
Aaron, what do you think about that? Go ahead.
Part of this is that it's not, for the most part, it isn't somebody showing up at your door. It's like the things with the dams. You know, you have a lot of agency and stakeholder meetings taking place. The determination will be done by the Secretary of State. These aren't things that are being done at a city council meeting, you know. These things are coming from sort of far away, if you will.
I'm not a stakeholder. Yeah, you got to tell you're not a stakeholder either. They tore my wife's house down and never put anything up signed by a judge. They just did it on their own. You got to sue them for the total value of the house. And they will not answer, code will not answer you. I've got two receipts, you know, from the post office. They will not answer any of your questions. They think they're stupid.
I think they just think they have more power than we do, and I think they've proven that already.
Well, they do. And, in fact, Ken, the way I'd lay it out for you is you're talking about bureaucratic power, not elected power. At least for the elected power, we might be able to go out and recall them or certainly unelect them. But with bureaucratic power, they're still in power no matter who the politicians are, so they feel they're untouchable. Therefore, they think they can do anything they want to us.
Exactly. Hey, thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call, Ken. And Aaron, he's got a good point there because at what point do your people in your area stand up to this tyranny and say, we don't recognize your authority here. This is our property. You need a warrant to come on it.
Oh, they're real clear about that. I mean, it's not like anybody's just sitting there quaking in their boots. And the sheriff, you've seen the video, but if somebody was to go to supportruralamerica.com, the video's right there on the front page. And
yes,
that video with the eight county sheriffs of Northern California and Southern Oregon is an outgrowth of this thing, and they speak about that, about all the different things that are coming. You know, they're talking about doing, Fish and Game is talking about doing in-stream flow studies, which initially is like, what? Bottom line is they're going to decide what the proper flow rate is for all these streams and how much water the fish need. There was a court decision here not too long ago, a month ago maybe, that said that the Kuruk tribe won, that said that the Indians now have a primary water right. So, I mean, the people with the, you know, with water rights on their property are just getting farther and farther and farther down the line, you know. Now the tribes, then the fish, then them, if there's enough water for them. And when they do the in-stream flow study, my guess is they're going to say, I'm sorry, there's not enough water for you. So they're taking us all to a very, very ugly, very unhealthy point. In the Rogue Valley, I should point out, if you just keep going north from where we've been talking, up into Oregon, they took out two dams on the Rogue River, small dams. I'm not even sure if they were hydro. But they took out those two dams, and they're finding chromium 6 in the water. Mm-hmm. Huge heavy metals released from behind those dams. So, I mean, you have massive health implications. They're anticipating 2.2 million cubic feet of sediment coming from behind these dams, with the potential to sterilize this river system forever.
And nothing will grow.
There's a guy,
algae will grow.
algae
will grow, and that'll be about it.
It's gray sludge. It literally is a gray sludge that comes from behind the dam. That's what's behind Condit Dam. When you look at what that's done to that river system, there's enough water to grow algae. Because see, the Klamath before Iron Gate Dam was put in. People remember because, I mean, it was only 1962. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. People remember walking across the river in the summertime and not getting their shoes wet. That's how low the water was naturally. So the environmentalists, the tribes, the scientists, they're all looking at taking this river back to a place it never was, a mythical, perfect place that actually never existed.
That's not their
purpose.
Aaron, that's not what they're after. They want you and your people off their land. That's what they want.
Sure.
They want you herded into densely populated areas.
To live in rabbit hutches above metro stations.
There you go. That's exactly what they're after here.
That would make them super happy.
Well, with the destruction of these hydroelectric dams, what's happening to people's energy costs?
Well, it's not hitting yet because it hasn't happened yet, but PacifiCorp, the people who own the dams, the hydro dams, they are putting, I think it's a 2% surcharge. So this is going to cost everybody because there's federal money that will come into the destruction of the dams, and then there's California state money that will come in. But so bottom line is the whole country is going to get to pay for this. This will be another federal, you know, deal. So without the federal money, they can't afford to do it. Without the state money, they can't afford to do it. So they've got to have some things come together here. The trick is we're kind of worried because as you look at the political winds shifting, I mean, obviously we've all talked about this, that this kind of stuff is just they're going too far, too fast. You know, they're pushing hard because they see that we've had it up to here and we're not going to take it a whole lot longer. They're afraid if Obama doesn't get elected again, that they're not going to be able to complete their little dream. So we're kind of concerned that they're going to try to rush this thing and maybe just blow the dam and not even, you know, oh, cleanup will come later kind of a thing, which would be devastating.
That's irresponsible. because, first of all, it poses an immediate danger to the region and its inhabitants. You just can't go blow up a dam and not have serious consequences. This is insane.
Consequences to landowners and farmers and ranchers who are landowners, they don't look at that as a that's really not a big consequence. It's amazing how that is such a non-entity.
And their logic is so felonious. If I remember reading something, or I saw it on YouTube, that part of the reason they're doing this in your region, they say, is to save the salmon so it can spawn. But it doesn't spawn that far away from the coast. Am I right?
Yeah, it's a cold water fish. It spawns about 25 miles from the ocean. And they are up there, but they're up there because the dams cool the water. With the depth of the water behind those dams, there is colder water habitat. It's interesting, though, because what they've done, they do all this underhanded stuff. Stuff you'd be like, what? I mean, things I'd never, you know, if I didn't pal around with people who were in the fish game, I wouldn't even know this stuff. But two rivers come together before they hit the ocean. One is the Klamath, one is the Trinity. Klamath River starts warm, gets cold. Trinity's normal, starts cold, gets warmer as it gets towards the ocean. What they do is the Hoopa Indians require that they pulse the Trinity River, release large amounts of water, to pulse large amounts of water. So instead of being 450 cubic feet per second, how about 26,000 cubic feet per second, okay? So a big pulse. Well, when that massive pulse happened at the end of August, like August 28th, I think it was, all that cold water rushing down there hits the mouth of, you know, hits the southernmost part of the Klamath River, and it tells the fish to turn around because it's fall. All that cold water, they're like, oh, we get it. Okay, it's time to go. Well, that runs those fish right back up to where the water is the lowest it is at that time of year, the beginning of September, the lowest point. No rains yet. So they stranded a ton of fish on purpose. Guess where they got stranded? In the diversions where the farmers and the ranchers irrigate.
There you go. Exactly. And these poor guys have to pay for this. I can't listen. I know the rancher farmer mentality. I've lived in a ranching community. I've had relatives that have been farmers, and they take a lot less crap than the rest of us city dwellers. I can't believe the people up there are putting up with this insanity. I can't believe that the sheriff hasn't aligned themselves with these people, and these people aren't armed. In fact, if I was one of these ranchers, Aaron, I'd be doing a citizen's arrest on these people coming on my property, then calling the sheriff to cart them off.
Well, the sheriff is very much in the game with them, and I think if you look at that video, you figure that out. He's been extremely vocal. It's an interesting thing. You know, you do have an entire segment of the farming and ranching community that is tangled up in land trust. And I don't know if you've dealt with that before, but, you know, where you basically – give part of your ground or designate part of your ground as habitat or whatever you want to call it, and whatever the program is that day, and they'll give you, say, money for building settling ponds or this, that, or the other, grants, you know? So it's this collaborative type of deal, but at the end of the day, you suddenly don't have control over your own property. Problem is, you have a lot of farmers and ranchers who think that's the only way to go. And that if they, I actually have had people tell me that, well, you know what? We better do this project with them, because if we don't, you know, they're not going to like it. You know, they're really going to be mean to us. So we think we can work with them. I get told that fairly regularly. You know, we think we can work with them if we just, you know, if we just play nice. You know, they'll leave us alone. I'm like,
that's
okay.
Not true. That is felonious thinking. In fact, when they enter into a partnership,
Jersey for you.
Yeah, but listen, Aaron, when they enter, these ranchers enter into a partnership with any governmental agency that allows them an incremental foothold on their property, what they are doing is they're purchasing the rope that they're going to get hung by.
Oh yeah. It's I'm regularly the town crier for no, don't do it, don't go into the light, it's bad.
Yeah. Well, let me take a moment here and generalize this. And basically, people are saying, well, you've talked exclusively about Northern California and Southern Oregon, And why is that important to me in Kentucky and Tennessee and Missouri and Pennsylvania? Because listen to me, people. This is about the globalists picking us off one at a time. This type of land abuse is going on all over the country. I speak from experience. And what's happening there is happening some form in your community. It just hasn't hit some of you yet. But it's here. We're looking at the total evisceration of property rights in this country. And what's happening up there, they're just ahead of the game. Where do you think this is going to end up? I mean, do you see bloodshed, violence, incarcerations? I'm going to let you contemplate that question. We come back from the break, and we'll put a wrap on this interview. More with Aaron Ryan in just a moment.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Our special guest this evening has been Aaron Ryan. And Aaron, let me just close with this final question that I asked you to contemplate over the break. Where do you think this is going to end up?
Here, I'll give you a quote. First, I wanted to tell people that the reason that we know that this is coming for them is the agencies have said Siskiyou County is a litmus test. And if they can get away with it there, they're planning on taking it through the rest of the state. So there you have that. One of the ranchers up there, here's the end of one of his emails. It's almost always the way he closes it. We will not submit nor sign our constitutional rights over to anyone. We will defend those rights with all the resources at our command.
Good. I'm glad to hear people standing up, because if we don't take a stand against this trickle-down tyranny, we're all going to perish. And I can't thank you enough for coming on the show tonight and sharing this story with us, and I hope you'll agree to keep us updated as this most important litmus test unfolds. You know, and Aaron, just kind of a sidebar thought, Annie and I have said the same thing about MF Global. When billions of dollars were stolen out of private accounts by John Corzine and his Wall Street banker friends, that's a litmus test, too, to see what the people are going to do. And this is going on all over the country right now. Different litmus tests. Congress is testing us with indefinite detention without due process. I believe that's a litmus test, and you're right on the money with what you just said. Anyway, how can people follow you? I know you've got a couple of websites. So just a moment or two, can you tell us how we can follow your work?
Absolutely. A quick and easy way to follow us is 24-Hour Patriots, 24HOURPATRIOTS.com, 24HourPatriots.com, and all the other sites link off of that.
Okay, and you've got a terrific radio show that you host with Elizabeth, and tell people how they can listen to that.
Yep, and that links off that page, too, whichever's easiest for you. They go back and forth between the two, but wethepeopleradio.us is our radio page. We've got the show that you did, and we had William Kay on. People were like, it's getting scarier every week.
It is getting scarier every week. Well, Aaron, thanks so much for joining us, and please keep us updated. I definitely want to follow up how this is going and give our best to the ranchers and farmers and let them know we're rooting for them, and anything we can do down here on this radio station and this network, we will certainly try to do.
We'll do. We post a lot of that at supportruralamerica.com. We try to keep that just on the rural landscape up here. And, again, those sites all link to each other, so if you remember one of them, you got them all.
Okay,
thank you
very
so much
good.
For getting updated. That's awesome.
Well, the pleasure was all ours, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon. Aaron Ryan, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us. Annie, I'll be glad to have you back in your natural habitat. But I could hear you breathing there. What's your reaction to what you hear? I think Aaron hit it right on the head when she said this is a litmus test for the rest of the country.
Yes, and we've talked about that before, you know, what they were doing in Tennessee, and different states have, you know, their own litmus test going on. So it's another loss of private enterprise. They want everything to be corporate.
It's the deindustrialization of the United States, and that also includes the ranching and farming business as well. And I think there's no question. Well, anyway, let's talk about what's coming up. Next week is Christmas, and Annie and I, from the bottom of our hearts, want to wish all of you and yours a very Merry Christmas, and we hope you enjoy the holidays with your loved ones. And Annie and I will be back on New Year's Day evening, and we're going to go over the year in review, and we're going to have totally open lines that night because we want you to share your memories, both good and distressing, as we wind our way through the 2 hours on the 1st. And then on the 8th, Annie, we have a return appearance by Diana Hunter, and she's bringing a mystery guest on. And I'm not going to mention her name. I know who it is. But she's from the Nature Conservancy, and she has jumped ship. And wait till you hear what they have planned for us at the Nature Conservancy. Anyway, I hear that music. We're out of time. We got to go. Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless. Go out and have a great week.
Everybody.
Gold.